Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 23 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we conclude our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials as we study in Mosiah 29 to Alma Chapter 4 in the week of June the 3rd to June the 9th. And today we're going to conclude with Alma Chapter 4, particularly verses 6 to 20, and consider how our example and testimony can change hearts. Now this is this is specifically referring to the event where Alma sees a change in the hearts of the people of the church. In verse 6 it says, "And it came to pass that the people of the church began to wax proud because of their exceeding riches and their fine silks and their fine twined linen, and because of their many flocks and herds and their gold and their silver and all manner of precious things which they had obtained by their industry. And in all these things they were lifted up in the pride of their eyes, for they began to wear very costly apparel." So pride is starting to set in, and Alma recognizes this and is sorely afflicted by it, and the leaders of the church as well have great sorrow, for they see this pride and this unkind attitude towards each other amongst the people, envyings, strife, malice, persecutions, and pride, it says. And what's interesting here is in verse 10, it says, "The wickedness of the church was a great stumbling block to those who did not belong to the church, and thus the church began to fail in its progress." So what's interesting here is not only is the individual spiritual lives of the people that are going down these paths affecting or being affected, but also the development of the church is being affected now, because the example of the believers, or a great portion of the believers who are behaving in this manner and having this pride and having this pride basically, it's meaning that those people who are not in the church see that and think, well, you know, these people, are they living a blessed life? I mean, obviously they are happy within themselves, or at least they think they are, but you know, they see the envyings, the strife, the malice, the pride, the haughtiness, I suppose, of the people of the church, and so I therefore must think, well, we don't want to be part of that or with those people, they're not very kind and loving and so on, and so the church begins to fail. And it shows to one extreme what can happen when our example is not where it should be. You know, if we in our conduct are not trying to live as a disciple of Christ, and we are acting and behaving in ways which we would not expect to see from that, then the individuals involved may think, well, you know, that's, you know, that this either this person's not living what they preach, and so are not a very honest or trustworthy person. But also, they also may think, well, the church that they belong to does not teach and encourage and develop people to be, you know, what it wants it to be. So therefore, it mustn't be a good place to be. And I think that it's an important reminder to us as members of the church that not only are we representatives of ourselves when we go about, but there's a few things we represent: the name of the church, the Saviour himself. If we are, you know, baptised and we show that we are willing to take upon us the name of Christ and go to the temple and so on, you know, we are more and more so meant to represent and be reflective of what the Saviour would do. But if we are going down other paths like these people were in the church at this point, then it can be a problem. And there were some people who were kind of having the right attitude, but they were being afflicted now by these people. In verse 15 it says, "Now it came to pass that Alma, having seen the afflictions of the humble followers of God, and the persecutions which were heaped upon them by the remainder of his people, and seeing all their inequality, began to be very sorrowful. Nevertheless, the Spirit of the Lord did not fail him." So he decides that rather than staying as chief judge, he gives up the judgment seat to a man called Nephi-ha, and he fully devotes himself to being the high priest over the church, and goes forth to help them. Elder Quentin L. Cook said, quote, "Every time I read about Alma the Younger relinquishing his role as head of state to preach the word of God, I am impressed. Alma clearly had a profound testimony of God the Father and Jesus Christ, and felt accountable to them completely and without reservation. He had the correct priorities and humility to give up status and position because he realized that serving the Lord was more important. Close quote. Now, obviously, you know, in our lives, we have a number of priorities, a number of things pulling in our direction, in different directions. Church, and I'm going to put here church as two separate things, or maybe rather say two separate things. We kind of got our own personal spiritual development and our church service. I think those two, whilst very much linked together, of course, I think they're two separate things we're talking about when we think of priorities. I think our spiritual development, our connection and our relationship with our Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ is something which we must place in the highest priority. But our church service and what we do within the church is perhaps one that can be debated. So we have those two areas of our lives which kind of are linked but not the same thing. We have, if we have family that either live with us, our own family, or whether we have family or friends that we live around, or whatever our position, we have social connections that, you know, are a priority in our lives. Obviously, if you have your own family, that is a greater draw on your time and priority than if you don't have that. But, you know, that is still something to consider. Even if you don't, you've got work, responsibilities and duties. You've got all sorts of things in life pulling us in different directions. Now, what this isn't saying is that, oh, well, we can just give all of that up and kind of go out and just teach people about Christ. Whilst that would be a wonderful world to live in, we would very quickly run out of money if we were to do that. So, you know, we have to have balance in our lives. But what's great here is that Alma recognizes he has the potential and the capacity to do this. And so he says, right, well, I'm going to devote myself to furthering the kingdom of God on earth, if it's a choice that he's able to have, which is a wonderful example from Alma. And again, he is kind of on the other end of the spectrum, whereas people who were in the church but living in the ways that we talked about earlier was a deterrent from people joining the church, Alma is at the other end of the spectrum, I imagine, where he is showing a love of the Savior and a desire to help people. And so if someone sees him and sees that this is the church that he's part of, then this is a good place to be. I'm going to end it there. And of course, next week is brilliant. We get to go into Alma chapters 5-7, where Alma teaches the people of Zarahemla and Gideon. And there's some powerful lessons in that next week. So don't miss that. Please do join us. And thank you for joining us today. Keep subscribed to the podcast so you get your daily dose of Come Follow Me reflections and thoughts. And until we meet again.